Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention has a new director in Alderman Ashanti Hamilton. Mayor Cavalier Johnson made that announcement yesterday that Hamilton will be replacing former director Arnita Holloman, who was fired recently. Here with more is WUWM's Eddie Morales.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson introduced Alderman Ashanti Hamilton as the new director for the Office of Violence Prevention. Hamilton will resign from the Common Council before starting his new role. Johnson described Hamilton's background, which includes a law degree and time served as Common Council president. He says Hamilton knows Milwaukee residents well and is aware of those affected most by violence. In 2009, Hamilton faced a felony child abuse charge for striking his daughter with a hanger. Although the charges were dropped, Hamilton says it was a learning experience.
I think that there are many people in our community that thought like I thought during that time period. But I've satisfied everything that was necessary of that. My family is successful in growing, and I think I can help families grow through that as well.
Hamilton says the OVP will analyze its effectiveness.
We want to ensure that we are measuring whether or not that what we're doing is actually having an impact for the residents that live in this city.
On August 5th, the city fired former OVP director Arnita Holloman. Reasons for her dismissal have not been made public. In a statement, Holloman said she has never been reprimanded for her performance in her 3 years of employment with the city. She served as director for 14 months. She also said there isn't a single individual, agency, or program that can be held responsible for the historic levels of gun violence in Milwaukee. Homicides in the city reached about 100 in 2018 and 2019. Those numbers almost doubled in 2020 and 2021. As of Sunday, homicides total 141, which is a 33% increase over this same time last year. During the announcement, Johnson said he's unsure if formal complaints had been filed against Holloman, but he cited meetings and conversations among city employees that prompted the change.
You can look at any number of council meetings, including when I was on the Common Council, and a number of times since I've been mayor where there have been discussions with the former director of this office about some of the things that needed to change.
Holloman told WUWM that she had hoped Johnson would have explained why she was removed as director. But now, she's focused on the OVP's future and how its work will continue.
Actually, I hope that the new director gets the support that you know he needs to do the work and to do it effectively.
Holloman says the OVP under her direction was working on requests from council members, like providing more metrics and increasing its presence on the city's south side. Now, as a community member, she says she's most concerned about the remaining OVP staff and the city's spending. Holloman hopes the work will continue with respect to the foundation built over the years while keeping the community's needs in mind.
That is my concern. That is my hope, that people are prioritized over politics.
Johnson says the city is better equipped to relate to the community with Hamilton leading the OVP.
I want to make certain that tomorrow, next week, next year, that we're in a safer position, that the city is safer, and that our city is stronger and it's more prosperous.
Johnson says he wants to continue investing in violence prevention activities for the city. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.